Jacob closed his eyes. I don't know if I can go to court tomorrow. I just don't want to do it anymore. I know, Jake. I laid my palm on his chest. It's almost over. That's what I'm afraid of. Lori, I don't think I can do it anymore either. It'll be over soon. We just have to hang in there, I promise. Dad, you'll tell me, right? Like you said? If it's time for me to... He cocked his head toward the door. I suppose I could have told him the truth. It's not like that, Jake. There's nowhere to go. But I didn't. I said, it's not going to happen. We're going to win. But yeah, definitely, I'll tell you, Jacob. I tousled his hair. Let's try to get some sleep. Lori kissed his forehead, and I did the same. He said, maybe you guys will come to Buenos Aires, too. We can all go. Can we still order from China City there? Sure, Dad, he grinned. We'll fly it in. Okay, then. For a second, I didn't think it was a realistic plan. Now, get some sleep. Another big day tomorrow. Let's hope not, he said. When Lori and I got into bed, she said in a pillow talk murmur, when we were talking about Buenos Aires, that was the first time I felt happy in I don't know how long. I don't remember the last time I smiled. But her confidence must have faltered because only a few seconds later, as she lay on her side facing me, she whispered, what if he went to Buenos Aires and killed someone there? Lori, he's not going to Buenos Aires and he's not going to kill anyone. He didn't kill anyone here. I'm not so sure. Don't say that. She looked away. Lori? Andy, what if we're the ones who are wrong? What if he gets off and then, God forbid, he does it again? Don't we have some responsibility?